this is F1 Indie Girls with Soraya and Sherelle. We are two girls who love Formula One and IndyCar. This week is our Spain GP recap.
We do want to say a couple things before we get in. We apologize for not getting a podcast out last week. We kind of took a break for our mental health. We were both struggle bussing. The struggle bus was real.
And I think it's been real the past few weeks as we now have gone back and listened to the start of our last one and realized we messed up the audio and, you know, there's a metronome going in the background. So, yeah, we apologize for, you know, not being so great on getting stuff out and making mistakes as we do it. So,
yeah, we plan to come back hitting this week hard. We have our F1 podcast today. And our IndyCar podcast will be coming out a little bit later. This week has been very busy for both of us. Slash this weekend. So we will get our IndyCar out, but we thought we'd get F1 out today. So at least you guys have something, since we didn't get you guys anything last week. And with not having a podcast out last week, we have so much news to catch up on. First and foremost, guess who's back?
Guess who's back?
Back again. David's back. In the number 66 car, David Malukas. He signed with Meyer Shank Racing for the rest of the season. He'll be driving 66 next to
Felix Rosenquist.
I like drew a blank on his name.
I got you back.
And so, so excited to see him back. He did a phenomenal job in testing the weekend that he got called back. And so that was really awesome to see him back in the car. To me, it kind of was just like, ha ha, Errol McLaren. Because he did really good. And of course, you know, Errol McLaren kicked him out. Yes. But they had their reasons and it's understandable. But it kind of was just to me, I was just like,
okay.
Yeah. Haha. Anyways, I still love Errol McLaren, and I'm so excited to see David back in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yuki extended his contract with RB till 2025.
Yes, he did. We're excited to see him back with the team. He's done, obviously, a great job for RB, and so...
For years.
Yes.
So excited.
We're glad to have him back. And then our other news, we have Nolan Siegel, who has signed for the remainder of the year and 2025 and beyond with Arrow McLaren in the number 6 car. So, obviously he raced this last weekend and will continue to race for the next little while with them.
It was exciting to see him back in the car. He had a very rough Indy 500 start, as he didn't even make it into the Indy 500. He made it to qualifying and crashed out in qualifying twice. But one thing that really stuck with Errol McLaren was he asked Tony Kanaan, who is part of the Errol McLaren team, to be on his pit wall and to help him with... it wasn't necessarily strategy or anything. It was more of just like advice and just like for to be there for him. Because TK is such a huge part in the Indy car series. And so he ended up doing that and sitting on the pit wall for Nolan Siegel, and TK fell in love with Nolan and was just like, he's such a great driver.
He's a great driver, very like, just the way he handled the whole, you know, not making it in. And just the way
he's very professional.
Was, you know, professional, and he's got such, like, a level head on him that he was just like, you know, I went out and did my best. And that, you know, at the end of the day, yes, I'm sad I didn't make it in. But, like, also, I know I did my best.
Yeah.
And so he really impressed TK. And TK fought to get him a seat with Errol McLaren.
It also did help that he won part of...
He won his, like, category
for the 24 Hours of Le Mans.
Yeah.
Which, go Nolan!
Yes.
So proud. So we're really excited to see him in the car. He did a fantastic job this weekend. We'll get more into that when we go over the IndyCar podcast. And our final news is that Augustin Canepino will return back to the number 78 car for the remainder of the season.
Yes, he did sit out for the one race, but, you know, they quickly were like, well, he'll still be here. It's just the one race. He's back.
He's back. So, it was lots of news because we haven't done anything. Yeah. So we will get into it. Sherelle, did you watch Formula One or were you just watching IndyCar?
I have not actually watched either race yet. I have. So obviously we've talked about it before. We try not to watch the races on Sunday just because we have other things going on. And then I've worked
every day since then.
And so between, you know, multiple 12-hour shifts, I tried to start watching them, but I just have fallen asleep because I have been so tired. So I will get to watching them here, but we did want to cover F1 for you guys at least, so that way we have something out for you.
I will give my driver of the day and low of the weekend. I think my driver of the day, and I feel like everyone agrees with me on this one, I feel like I shouldn't say this, but he was just so amazing this weekend. So my driver of the day is Lando, or my driver of the weekend is Lando. He did a phenomenal job throughout qualifying, throughout the race, and throughout practices. He was always at the top. He was fighting hard. I thought he was going to get his second win of the season. That sadly did not happen, so I was kind of sad. But he did such a good job. He got his second career pole, and he was fighting with Max the whole time. And it was just, honestly, it was my favorite thing to watch, a McLaren fighting with a Red Bull up at the top. I think my low of the weekend was more towards, I'm trying to think of who I want to put it towards. I think I'm going to have to put it towards the Ferrari team. Them as, like, a whole. They came in, I feel like, doing really well in practices and everything, but they just, in the race, just didn't have the pace. Hey, that rhymed. I'm a poet. Sorry. And so they just, they were fighting a lot with each other, too, in the beginning, and Sainz got so pissed, or Leclerc and Sainz got so mad at each other, and it created this whole thing afterwards. And I feel like that's just my low of the weekend, was just the Ferrari team and how much I feel like Sainz really wanted to win / be on the podium, and which is understandable. It's his last race with Ferrari. It's his home race. He's never been on the podium. He's never won, or maybe he has been on the podium, I don't remember, but he's never won his home race, and so there was a lot that he wanted to do, especially with his it being the last race of Ferrari, and I feel like it kind of got to him a little bit, as that's just how I feel. So there was a lot of tension between the teammates, and I just feel like it created an awful dynamic throughout the whole weekend. So that was just, as a Ferrari fan, so we did. We bit disappointed in them. Disappointed in my boys. Hopefully my notes make sense to you.
Yes, we're gonna, you know, still go over it. So, obviously, starting from the beginning, you know, with where everybody was lining up, we had multiple people with penalties going in to the race. So obviously we had Alex, who started from the pit lane.
I don't remember why. He did something to his car last minute, and he ended up starting from the pit lane. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what it was.
Logan had a 3-place grid penalty for impeding Stroll.
In qualifying.
And then Checo had a 3-spot grid penalty because of what happened in Canada.
Be honest, I can tell you what happened.
I would say I know what happened in Canada because I've seen enough about it. Basically, they said he drove on the track with his car in an unsafe condition. And part of it was Red Bull, you know, was like, hey, they didn't really want to you know, safety car or anything, because they wanted Max to win, obviously. And so they just, you know, had him come back to the pits. And his rear wing may or may not have been, you know, a little broken.
Oh, wow. We love that.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Canada last week.
I have not either, but I've
seen clips about it. Okay, that's a lie. I did watch it, but I was also really busy with a lot of family things last week.
I have so many races to catch up on this at this point. Like, it's not that I don't want to watch them, it's just... Life, the last few weeks have been a little bit crazy.
I was like, yet to watch Monaco.
Yeah.
From when we were at the 500.
Yeah.
I
feel like right now I'm just in survival mode and I'm just trying to get through.
That's me with school. That's how I feel on a daily. Especially.
Between work and everything, I just, yeah. So, my goal this weekend is to sit down and catch up on races. So.
Yes. Lando got his second career pole in qualifying. He was so excited. Seeing his face when he got pole and hearing his radio, it made me so excited. I had to create a video of my live reaction, even though I already knew it happened, but I was like, I gotta create it. Recreate my...
I mean, the moment Lando. I saw Lando got pole, I texted Soraya and was like, are you happy?
That is true. I was very excited. I usually try and get up and watch qualifying at the normal time, but Saturday I just wasn't feeling it. And so I got up later and watched it later in the day, but I was on Instagram doing things, and so I saw all the results. But when I watched it, I had to post about it on our Instagram, and so I recreated my, how I felt of Lando getting pole.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't celebrate Lando getting pole, am I really a Lando fan? No, I'm not. Love my boy Lando.
Yeah. So getting into the start of the race, George gets past Lando and Max into turn one.
Yeah, it was a crazy start. It was, Lando tried to, you know, being on pole, tries to get the jump on Max.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of goes into the next part, too. Lando, I'm going to quote, like, you can't see this, but I'm, like, air quoting, Lando pushes Max on the grass. There was plenty of room, in my opinion, and in Lando's opinion. Like, they were watching it in the, like, little...
Cool down room,
and Lando was like, there was plenty of room, there was blah blah blah. There was a huge, like, little mini argument about it. And so in that mist, George got a slipstream and passes them into turn one, and the commentators were like, I was different commentators, because normally I listen to Crofty, so I can't remember what Crofty said, but it was different commentators were like, I wasn't even paying attention to George, and here comes George, and now he's in first place, and I was like, wait, rewind! Hold up! What's going on here?
Yeah. But lots of battling and, like, fighting in the first, oh, like, the opening few laps. Especially, like, up front.
Mm-hmm.
Max was able to get the lead from Russell on lap 3.
I don't even want to talk about this. Ugh! This is where the team of Ferrari decided. I don't even know what was going on, but...
I've seen videos, like, clips of this one.
Yeah. It's a little questionable, I feel like, on both drivers, but they were fighting for a position, I can't remember which one, and Sainz ends up leaving the track, gaining an advantage, because when you leave the track, you cut the corners and everything, and gains a position, and so then it was put on, then it was sent to the stewards, and the stewards were like, no investigation needed, and Charles was like, excuse me, he gets out on the radio, and he was like, he was so pissed, he was like, he was off the track and gained a position, and he was so pissed.
Yeah, listening to Carlos's radio, he was like, well, I was already past him. And so, that, you know, no. I already had the position.
There's, like I said, there's both sides to it, and I don't want to pick one side because I love the Ferrari team, but, like, I was like, y'all need to chill. This is where it starts. But, during all of that, you had a lot of people starting to pit, and Lando, the strategist was like, we need to pit. We were fighting with the Mercedes, and Lewis and Russell just pit, and he goes, no, I'm staying out. We need to fight with Max. Our fight is with Max. And I was just kind of like, okay, you go, Lando. It caught me off guard, not gonna lie. But he ended up staying out. Mm-hmm. Not pitting.
Yeah. And then lap 19, Carlos and Lewis have their own little fight. And they end up touching, and Lewis gets passed. lots of drama.
Mercedes, was fighting with the Ferraris and the McLarens most of this whole race. This is when the commentators were like, it's so nice to see the Mercedes, and they finally got their pace, and, you know, up here fighting with the Ferraris and McLarens and even a Red Bull. So, that was really awesome.
And then, finally, lap 24, you had those kind of, like, late people, like, who hadn't pit yet come in. So you had, like, Lando and Charles come in for a late pit stop. And obviously, Carlos was mad about the whole incident with Lewis and said, why have a rule book when we don't use it?
The stewards once again decided no further investigation needed. Which, that is a direct quote
from
Sykes.
It's kind of interesting because, I mean, you gotta be careful what you say about the stewards because we know they've called people in...
K-Mac?
I was going to say, they've called Checo in the past for comments he's made about the stewards. So, you know.
He didn't get called in.
Might want to be careful what you say about the stewards.
But he was like, to his engineer, or to, I can't remember who it was, but he was like, why have a rulebook when we don't use it? And his engineer goes, I know. And that was the end of the radio. And I was like, science.
Yeah.
Bro needs to chill. Ugh. Science was just pissed this whole race. And understandable, but at the same time, kind of upset me.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fighting throughout the midfields. We had the Alpines fighting with each other, with Checo. We had a lot of, like, the Haas and... I was going to say Alfa Romeo. Kick Sauber. They were fighting a lot throughout the midfield. And then the Williams were just kind of at the back. They had a good start, and then they fell back, and they kind of just stayed at the back. So they didn't have a very good race. Just going to mention that right now. I didn't put that in my notes, but yeah, it was kind of that. It was kind of a crappy race for them both.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the stewards thought it was funny. When Hamilton and Sainz were fighting over their position, Hamilton, several times after that, around the same turn, got several track limit warnings, and he was like, I can't remember, there was a funny comment.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember what it was, so never mind. There was something that was said, and it was funny, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
Commentators are feeling savage today.
Yeah. But Lando, once he got on those fresh tires, was kind of on a roll. Lots of passing. Doing great.
I feel like at this moment I was like, this is when I thought he was going to do great. Lando and George were fighting for P2 on lap 35 for a good whole, like, lap and a half. I think it was 34 to 35. Lando ends up getting it. The gap to Max was 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
10 laps later, the gap was down to like 4.3 seconds.
Yeah.
And I know I wasn't the only one, because watching everybody else's like reaction throughout the weekend when I was, or whatnot, everyone was like, oh, Lando's going to catch Max, he's going to do it. And I was hoping Lando was going to get his second. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I'm only half upset.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the ones who pit early, they ended up pitting shortly around, I think it was lap 38 or something like that, lap 40. And for some strange reason, George and Carlos decided that hards were going to be the tire to go on. Even though throughout the whole weekend, everyone was like, the hards are so bad. Like, they're not the tire we want. We want the mediums and the softs.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they go on the hards and think they... I don't know what was going on.
You're like, okay.
I don't know what was going on.
Yeah. But, you know, as we get closer to the end, Lando starts closing in on Max with about 10 laps to go. Obviously, did not quite get him, but he fought for it.
He's so sad. Hey, guess what? The Hamilton and Sainz battle?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't end. They decided, 2 laps now. We're going to fight for 2 laps. Back and forth. I was like, oh my goodness. So close to touching so many times. I was like, I swear, if one of you guys decides to touch and there decides to be something, I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah.
But Hamilton ended up getting around Sainz and then later on got around his own teammate and was in third.
Yes. And then we had Hülkenberg getting a penalty. Do you know what his penalty was for?
Honestly, I don't remember. I remember him getting a penalty, and I wrote it down, and then I got distracted, and didn't say what it was for.
Penalty, question mark? We don't know. I'll watch it at some point and know. I'll figure it out.
I don't remember.
I'll go watch the race just to know what this penalty was for.
Just so we can find out. Oh, we also need to find out why Alex ended up in the gravel trap. Also, don't know why.
You know.
I don't know what happened there either, but all of a sudden it's just like, oh, Alex is in the gravel trap, and then I was going to finish typing my little note out and got distracted again.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I can't be trusted to do notes.
Yeah. No, you did great, because obviously I didn't do any, so... you had Checo fighting with the Alpines the whole race, which, you know, as a Checo fan myself, I really would not like to see him down there.
He was up in the top 10-ish?
You know, he should be in the top 5.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not gonna say what I'm, you know...
It was not Checo's weekend.
About how I feel about, you know, Checo's performance lately.
Because
I love him, but I'm like, Checo, come on, you're killing me. Obviously we talked about Lando getting close to Max.
How many times there at the very end?
But he also got Driver of the Day and Fastest Lap. I think it's his goal to get Driver of the Day every
race
for the rest of the season. So
that would be like a world record. Maybe he can get a Guinness World Record for getting the Driver of the Day.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty lit. But it was like, when he got around George the second time after he pit, and everything, and had to get around everybody that pit before him, I think the gap was like 10 seconds, and by the last corner across the finish line, they were like 2 seconds. And I was like, if only, once again, if only he had like 10 laps left, he could have passed Max. 100%. I know he could have.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Lando will get his second win. I mean, he has his first win.
Yeah.
So he can get a second win.
Yeah.
some point.
Yeah.
Here soon?
Yeah. Question. He'll get it.
Mark?
He'll get it. And then, I mean, you had drivers fighting to the very end. You had Charles and Russell fighting to the last corner. Obviously, fighting for every little point they can.
0.04 something between the two of them or something like that.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. I will say, there's one good highlight of the Ferrari team. Not even the Ferrari team. Sainz as a driver in the Ferrari team has always scored points in his home race.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one since he started racing. And so, that is pretty awesome. I think he's the only driver to have done that.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on that, though.
But it also sure wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise me. Sainz is a great driver.
Yeah.
Now we just need to see him win his home race, because he hasn't done that yet.
Yeah.
But like we said in the beginning, we will try and get our IndyCar podcast of... I don't want to say Canada. Are they?
Monterey.
Monterey. I was going to say... Montreal.
You're like, not Montreal.
It's the game Montreal.
That's
F1. That's F1. So we'll get our Monterey podcast out this week. That is our goal.
Just be patient with us.
Yeah.
We're trying.
We're trying.
I promise.
We're starting to come back. We had, like I said, it's been a rough couple weeks. We have both, I don't even know how to, like, express everything to you. I wish I could just sit here and tell you all what's going on, but, like, it's been a hard struggle bus mentally, physically, emotionally, socially with us these past couple weeks, and so we apologize for taking a break last week, but we've really just felt like if we were to sit down and have a podcast, that it just wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
It would have just been... soapboxy.
Yeah.
It would not have been good. So, we apologize. Just know that we still love you all, and we're still going to put on our podcasts, even when one of us doesn't watch a race. I'm just kidding. I haven't watched the IndyCar race, so like, I can say anything.
But, yeah. Well, hopefully, I was going to say, these last few weeks have been hard, especially where I've worked a lot at the beginning of the week. That's so, true. I, like, don't have time to watch the races before we try and record, and so hopefully it'll get better here and we can.
I don't have an excuse because I have time to watch the races. It's just mentally I have not wanted to do anything.
Yeah,
to be honest. So. But we got it this week. We're doing good so far, except a little things here and there, but that's life, so it's okay. But next week we will have our Austria GP recap and IndyCar? Question mark? Has a Grand Prix next week? No.
No. Yeah, I think they have a week.
Just Austria. They have a week off. I couldn't remember if they were also doing a doubleheader. No. I'm thinking of F1 and their tripleheader. Yeah. Wow. 3 weeks of F1. Woohoo! Anyways. This has been F1 Indie Girls. We will see you next week. We love you all so much. Thank you for being patient with us. Bye!
Bye!
A quick little after note. We looked it up on why Hülkenberg got his penalty because it was driving us crazy. He got a 5-second penalty for speeding in the pit lane. That is why. Shame on him. I don't know what else I was going to say. I had a whole thing said, but I don't remember.
Shame on him. Don't speed.
Don't speed. Or else you get 5-second penalties. And in real life, you get a ticket. Don't speed, ladies and gentlemen. PSA from Soraya and Sherelle. Okay. We love you. Bye.